For decades, Dubai functioned as Iran's financial backdoor. When sanctions cut Tehran off from the SWIFT network, Iranian money found alternative routes flowing through Dubai's free zones, exchange houses and shell companies to access dollar transactions indirectly. Now reports suggest that UAE is exploring freezing billions of dollars in Iranian-linked assets tied to these networks. This effectively targets the financial arteries that allowed Iran to stay liquid despite international sanctions. What emerges is a tale of two parallel financial systems, one fading, the other rapidly taking shape. The first system, the Dubai backdoor, relied on dollar-based transaction, proximity to global finance and access to SWIFT-linked infrastructure. But that same system is now under pressure. Visa cancellation, asset freezes and institutional closure are dismantling the ecosystem that it sustained it. At the same time, a second system is now emerging. This one is central around the Strait of Hormuz, particularly Iran's strategic position near Larak Island. Here, Iran is developing a yuan-based trade route, bypassing the dollar entirely. Transactions are expected to move through China's cross-border interbank payment system, offering an alternative to the SWIFT. The model is simple. Control the choke point, control the flow.